T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we talk about Thanksgiving, what a week from tomorrow, I am freaking out.
Oh no, why?
So we've been sitting here. I just got to tell you, I have like a gnat, like a fruit fly gnat problem going on, and they're coming from my jade plants.
Oh, geez.
And it's been since this past weekend these things showed up, and they're flying all over my, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have like 30 people coming over for Thanksgiving in a week. I'm going to have food laying all over the place and these stupid things. I mean, I'm finding them in my coffee mug.
Oh, gross.
I got to get rid of them.
Have you thought about moving the plants out of your house?
Well, this is the thing, is they're sentimental jade plants. These were given to my husband the day our son was born. They were brought to the hospital as like a, from his mother and his father. So no, they can't be thrown out. They can't be put outside. They can't die.
Jade plants are a very, they're just a peculiar plant. They're easy to kill, and you don't want to do that. Oh God, they're hard to watch die too. But you know, do you monkey around with essential oils at all? I wonder. Seems like there has to be an essential oil that will get rid of gnats. We've got fruit flies, and I don't know where they're coming from. And we had stopped like purchasing bananas, anything that we wash everything when it comes in the house, but it doesn't matter. It goes in the refrigerator for the most part. So I don't know where these fruit flies are coming from. And there's only one or two, and it's every night while we're watching TV. And Doug will be swatting.
No, I can't have it. And so I got online, and you know how there's tips to make things.
White vinegar.
It's the apple vinegar.
Oh, okay.
Apple cider
vinegar.
And you're supposed to set a trap. So I did that. Put dish soap in it. You're supposed to spray it into the soil because basically they're living in the soil of these plants. And I said, we're going to have to move these somewhere. And Steve goes, well, where do you want us to move it? We have everybody staying at our house. There is literally not one room no one's going to be using.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no option to get rid of them. I got to kill these things.
And I wonder if you can, but they're such persnickety plants. If you could just change the potting soil altogether, just take the same pot, wash it out. I don't know. I don't know. But I know for one thing, you're not going to want to watch people eating turkey swatting
gross
at the air. Oh, gosh. Well, you know what?
Good morning, B Morning Coffee Club.
Hey, good morning. Is this TJ?
It is.
Yeah, I might have a solution for your little fruit fly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Over the plants, the old-fashioned fly paper.
Oh, God.
Like just over my turkey and all my stuff.
No. Over where the plants are. Just put them over there. They'll fly right into it.
Okay.
And the other thing is spray your plants with water and vinegar.
Water and vinegar.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
right. Wonder if you can buy that paper at the gas station like you used to be able to.
Come on in. Hi, you're next on the B. Good morning.
Good morning. I know exactly what your problem is with the fruit flies.
Oh,
and
perfect.
How to get rid of them.
All right, tell me.
I don't actually think they're fruit flies, but they do live in the soil, and you'll get like an infestation of them. Go somewhere like Country Max or Lowe's or Home Depot and buy a spray bottle called Seven, S-E-V-I-N. It's a red bottle. Liberally spray the plant. It will not hurt your plant at all, and liberally spray the soil.
Okay.
It's actually known to kill almost every bug out there. We had it at work. And come to find out, multiple pots of plants were all infested. You could see the soil crawling with them. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's disgusting.
All right. Yep, thank you.
Seven. You're welcome. Bye.
Hi, the B Morning Coffee Club.
Hi, good morning. I have a solution for TJ's little bug problem.
Awesome. What's up?
So you put apple cider vinegar in a small dish. Put saran wrap over the top of it, poke holes in the saran wrap with a toothpick, and put it right near where the bugs are. and they will be attracted to that apple cider vinegar and get stuck in the little dish. You'll get rid of them that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. That one sounds good.
Well, I tried a trap, and I put that, but it said put dish soap on top. I don't know. There's none in it.
Okay.
So I'll try yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could put a drop of dish soap in the apple cider vinegar, but they get trapped in. Once they go in, they can't find their way out.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.